This is episode number 34 of the Interactive Distractions podcast for the week of July 14th, 2008.
It's time for me to talk.
Coming up on today's show, we have this week's distractions, gaming news. We talk about what we're looking forward to seeing at E3. We also get lots of emails on the subject, new releases, listener email, and the pressworthy question of the week. Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 34.
Hi.
My name is Christopher Riccio, and I'm here with Jason Astriker.
Hi, I'm Jason, and I'm a graphics whore.
And Jeff Chorney.
I'm Jeff, and I am also a graphics whore.
Nice. And we have a... hopefully a pretty good show lined up for you. We got a lot of questions on for the question of the week this week. Jason, how you doing this week?
I'm doing good. All the E3 stuff is kind of starting to trickle in. Like, people are announcing what games they're going to talk about and have on show. So I don't know. The electricity's in the air. Not really, but I'm a little let down that there's no boobs this year. No booth babes. So.
Yeah.
That was always a high point. I mean, come on.
So when you're looking up all the E3 stuff, have another window with porn.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good idea.
Nice.
So like just what I do on the podcast. I gotcha. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah,
that works.
Yeah, that's kind of scary.
Yeah, actually it is. Jeff, how you doing, man?
Fat.
Doing okay. Doing all right. Looking forward to E3 like everyone else. It's going to be a busy week, that's for sure.
Definitely.
All I have to do is gather news for this show. And I feel like, oh my God, it's going to be overwhelming. I would hate to be an actual journalist and actually have to do a lot of work. that'd be nuts.
That is true.
How about you, Chris?
Yeah, I'm the same with you guys too, man. I'm just excited that E3 is next week. I'm going to be, I'm looking forward to seeing the conferences and seeing what all three corporations have to say about what's going to happen in the next year.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we'll get some good stuff. We were planning on having Andrew Rudson on the show, but we had to go. We have some things that we're still working on for the. We have to go through like the approval process with 2K and with Digital Extremes, so we're still working on that. Andrew is going to be on the show, but he's not going to be on the show this week. He's definitely going to be on soon, though. So
I
stay
told
tuned
you guys, you should have just kidnapped him.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
Should have just kidnapped him. And, you know.
We told him he should have just said, you know, screw you guys. I'm going on the show. I'm going to talk about whatever the hell I want to. But, you know, he wasn't down for that. So
no.
Didn't quite work out.
He didn't want to really
do well for the job security.
That's right.
Yeah.
There was this whole thing about wanting to work. I don't know.
He could work for us.
Yeah,
you told him that.
We played.
Offers on the table, Rudson. Yeah.
See, the cool thing is that all three of us, we all get paid the same amount. And, you know, he would get paid the same amount, too. So, you know, there's no, you know, nobody gets paid any more than anybody else. It's, we all get the same.
It's very competitive with other podcasts out there.
That's right. That's right. We make the same amount that the guys over there at PS Nation make.
Oh, I don't know about the money hats over there.
I don't know, man. Some of those things Glenn says comes out of his mouth. I'm pretty sure in his thinking, you know?
Nice.
Money hats all around. Nah, I'm just kidding.
Oh, man. Cool. But yeah, we are definitely still planning on having him on the show. It's just we have to finish up going through some of the approval process, and that should be within the next couple weeks. So stay tuned, and we'll hopefully, you know, we're going to try it. Maybe we'll just do an entire show where we're talking to Rudson for the feature. The entire feature will be just talking to Rudson, and that would be cool. All right. Well, let's get to it. Jason, what's distracting you this week?
Quite a bit of stuff. On the PC, I've been playing a little bit of the World of Warcraft. You guys have heard about this. PSU
Never.
As well. Also, last week, actually, no, it was just a few days ago, we went to a new, like a LAN gaming center here in town called Computer Arena.
Yeah.
And we got like 2 hours free or whatever. So it was actually at the time that our AC went out in the house. So we're like, we got to get the hell out of here, go somewhere else. So.
This is not the time to be in Georgia without AC.
Hell no. Not happening. But over there, we get to play some more World of Warcraft, some Team Fortress 2, and then I finally played some Call of Duty 4, which is an awesome game. And that was really cool. So it was all three of us at this little...
Where the hell were you a year ago?
Yeah, no doubt. I don't know why I've been holding out on this one.
You don't listen to us, do you?
I thought you guys were talking about Call of Duty 3. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, it makes sense.
I totally
yeah.
messed that up.
I can see
in other news, my 360 is dead to me. I know last week you guys that I was going to have Callan play Mass Effect.
Yeah.
You know, which I've played through without a problem, you know, never froze on me, never gave me any problems. He can't get past the menu screen on it before it locks up. Yep. Just dies.
Are you sure this is not one of Mass Effect's regular loading times?
Thank you. Yeah, same with Lost Odyssey. So I've spent the past couple of days trying to red ring it. Like I've left it on in a state where it's like locked up, but it's still running full tilt just to get it to heat up, but hasn't happened yet. So then I got ambitious and I'm like, let me think. Well, see, I'm afraid of the towel thing because it's a fire hazard and I don't want to burn down my home or my son.
Burn down your son?
Well, he's so into like, you know, Team Fortress 2 during the day that he wouldn't even realize that there was a fire going on behind him or something. So.
Oh, nice.
You
know what you should do? Just put a PS3 game in it. It'll probably just, like, explode.
What is this Blu-ray?
What was I talking about? Oh, 360 dead, blah, blah, blah. Oh, before that, I did play some more Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD Remix. I've been practicing that, by the way.
I was so hoping you're gonna screw that up.
Fucking bugs in that. I played some people online, and they were just doing glitchy shit.
Really?
That you just can't do in the game already. I'm not kidding. So I played against one guy and he was actually like air juggling me like three times with an uppercut. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Air juggles. So,
yeah.
Were there air juggles in the street? I don't think there were.
There were little minor glitchy ones every here and there, but this was straight up.
Like blatant air juggling?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's weird.
Yeah. And it was a lag thing. You could tell that it was a lag thing because he'd all of a sudden just appear on the ground and then he could do another uppercut again. So I need to report that, but my 360's bunk. Damn it.
Is there a website you can go to do that?
There is, actually. It's like beta.capcom.com or something like that. Hmm. I don't know. I think they sent me an email on it. Anyway, PS3, Super Stardust. I am a trophy hoe. Thank you very much. I think I got like 24%. Unlocked. I know everybody else has more, but I'm trying. I suck at shooters, man. Especially dual stick shooters. They're fun, but I suck at them. So I'm actually kind of proud of myself. Let's see. Oh, Warhawk. Very successful Warhawk Wednesday last night. Mm-hmm. Thank you to everybody who showed up. That was fun. Today in the newest update on the PlayStation Store, I downloaded the Siren Blood Curse demo.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
It's neat.
Yeah,
I like this a lot. I don't know how I feel about it being episodic, but yeah, it's definitely got the Silent Hill feel. The controls are very Resident Evil, as in, you know, when you turn left and right, you know, it's not like a 360 analog movement.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
You actually have to turn and then press up to go forward or whatever. But the lighting's really neat. I don't know. I get a pickaxe and I killed a few zombies. But I played like 10 minutes of it. So
that's all you need. Kill some zombies. You're good to go.
Yeah.
That's right.
But if you try and take on more than one, that doesn't work.
No.
At all. One at a time. Also, the Naruto demo. And I am now officially a Narutard because I love this fucking game. So, I don't even like the series.
Jason, Ricky's going to be very proud of you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Ricky's a Narutard.
Cool.
Is that actual, like, that's, you didn't just coin that right now?
No, shit, man. That's a term we've been using for years down here.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's whenever we go to the anime convention, there's always people, you know, cosplaying the Naru.
And it's not even just cosplaying. Naruto. It's like they'll walk around with just a headband. It's like, dude, you're so cool. And it's like last year, Jason, no shit, Ricky said that he was going to wear his Naruto headband around E3. I pretty much begged him not to. I was like, please don't.
Please seriously. Do not.
No.
It's just not cool.
Yeah, but I mean, this, based on what Jason has been saying about this demo, I mean, I'm gonna download it because,
dude, it's,
you know, I don't like Naruto either, but just visually, I mean, this is the most visually stunning game I have ever seen.
It's really hell. It really does look like, you know, traditional cel shaded animation in like 3D form, and they've got blur effects right where they need to, and that, oh god, it's gotta try it. I'm flipping out over this.
Check that out. So, damn it, Jay.
It's available to core subscribers right now. They get an early shot at the demo, but I'm sure everyone else will get a shot in a couple of weeks or so.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Well, I guess that gets that question answered, huh? That we talked about a few weeks ago.
So yeah, totally try it. I can't believe how much I like it. Kel and I were playing for like an hour today.
Is it a fighting game or is it more like the 361 where it's like...
Are you familiar with like the Dragon Ball Z like 3D fighters?
Yeah, I played the one of them, Dragon Ball Z or whatever one it was.
These are pretty similar in its execution. Budokai. Completely. Yeah, just like that. Completely in a 3D roaming environments or whatever. And then you've got one main attack button. You also throw shurikens. I don't know. It's surprisingly deep for just having one attack button. It's amazing. Hmm. But you'll see it. You also get support partners. You can have up to two, I think. And seriously, it's just executed by hitting L1 or R1. And they'll jump out and they'll do an attack. And it's, I don't know. Got to try it. I can't explain it really. I'm just enthralled.
Yeah, honestly, you have me convinced. So, I'm going to download it. Mm-hmm. If I have enough time tonight, I might download it tonight and just, you know, try it out tomorrow morning or something.
Do it.
Yeah, I don't even like anime games,
and
I'll give it a shot.
Do it. Naruto. I'm a fan now. I'm a Narutard.
Believe it.
I played with a Japanese voice track, by the way.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jeff, what's up with you, man?
I've played a whole lot of nothing again, really. I've played a little bit of Rock Band and Diablo 2 is what I've been playing. My character is now like level 24, and I'm happy.
What'd you pick?
I'm still looking hot. I was Sorceress.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm on Act 3, I think, now? Yeah, which is by far the furthest I've ever been in that game. I didn't pass Act 1 the first time I had the game, so.
So now how are you doing it? Does Diablo actually let you... I only played the first one, so I didn't play the second one. Can you use an offline character online as well?
No.
No. So you have an online character, and you have an offline character.
I don't have an offline character at all. Okay. What I do is, like, if people I know are playing, I just usually just start up a game, set password, put in my name on it, whatever. Just do I'll play on my own, and if people want to join, they just come and join, then we just do whatever people want to do. Gotcha. It's worked out for the most part.
Okay.
But like, I kind of predicted that's kind of the gateway drug, because I just picked up World of Warcraft today.
Wow.
I take the plunge. I thought about it for a good couple of weeks, and I'm like, I like Diablo. I like the whole getting all the cool things, make my character look all nice and pretty, and all the cool weapons and stuff. And I don't know. I played Final Fantasy XI, the beta. I thought it was good, but way too complicated. But everyone told me how World of Warcraft is not complicated at all. Once you get used to it, it's pretty straightforward, and pretty much an idiot can play it. So, hey, I was like, hey, idiot, that's me. Perfect. So I got excited too because I'm getting that relatively newer PC, so this pile of crap can go out in the garbage. And I bought it for myself. I bought a copy for my girlfriend as well, and a few of my other friends are going to get back into it, and some are going to get into it for the first time, and we're going to give it a go. We're going to have at her.
Awesome.
So I'm going to become a Warcraft nerd. Yay.
That's fine. It's great. It does it wonderfully. It's an awesome, awesome game, but... It is kind of a time sink. It does it too well sometimes.
Yeah, it's very much a time sink. And I actually got, I had my character up to level 52 or something like that. I had a paladin back in the time. And the game is really, really fun, especially if you have a group of people that you can play with. So
Yeah. Agreed.
But I'm scared because if Diablo 2, I have not touched my 360 or PS3 since I've been playing Diablo 2. Except for to check out new updates or whatever's new on the Xbox Live or PSN store. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if that's just Diablo 2, an old game that's not really too much to do, I'm afraid what World of Warcraft's going to do to me.
Well, Jason, so you know what's going to happen is next week it's going to be we're going to be talking about E3 or something like that. And Jason's or Jeff's going to be wait, E3 was this week? I've been playing WoW all week. I haven't stopped. Well, I got fired from my job.
I no longer work. I play World of Warcraft full time. Actually, I'm not planning to start until I'm done with Diablo 2, at least the story part. So I want to get through Diablo 2, the story, and then we're going to try to set it up. So only certain days we're all going to play. So I still have other time to play other stuff. So we'll see how it goes.
I should have my copy pretty soon. So hopefully I'll be joining you guys.
Cool.
Yeah.
Of Diablo.
And that's...
Diablo, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I have WoW, and I do not want to... I've been resisting getting back into WoW for the past however many months.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, you're scaring me.
No, the reason is because I've already sunk so much time into it, and because I started playing PSU again. So...
Oh, okay.
Between those two things, it's like, I can't pick up WoW, because it'll be like, what have you been playing this week? WoW and PSU. That's it. Nothing else.
So. Yeah. That's why I'm only dedicating certain days to it. So.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go into it knowing that it's potentially a problem, you'll probably be, I don't know, you'll probably be smart about it. Take breaks and whatnot. Just realize that the world is still going to be there when you come back to it. It's fine.
That's right.
It's okay.
Well, I don't tend to have too much of an addicting personality. So.
Say that now.
Addictive personality. Yeah, true.
Say that now.
As I can't quit smoking, so, you know.
There you go.
That's basically it, though. That cool. is it.
Let's see. I have not been playing much. For PC, I've been playing PSU and PSO. We actually were trying to get people together to play PSU the other day, and
oh yeah,
that things were just were not on my side that night. It was like we had really bad storms here on Tuesday night, and that's when we were we actually had it planned out. We were gonna have six people to party up and go play PSU, and my cable went out, so I lost my internet. Then it came back up, and I was on my way to meet up with Jason and Callan. And then as soon as I get to him, it's like I walked into the lobby, and I was like, hey, I see you guys. And then my cable went out again. I was like, fuck.
That sucks.
So we never actually got to meet up, but, you know, and now Trickman Terry has gotten into it, and Saber Cade apparently has finally gotten time to play it. So hopefully in, you know, next week I'll be able to come up here and say, hey, we had a six-player game of PSU going. So hopefully that'll work out. On PS3, I played some more Super Stardust HD. I think I have 13 trophies. Yeah, I'm a trophy 02. So,
do we know yet? Do we know yet if the PS3 games with trophies are going to be like a standard amount, or are they all going to be all over the place? Do we know that yet?
I believe they total up to a standard amount.
No,
but
okay.
You never know how much each trophy is going to be.
That makes
it's
sense.
Like you get a trophy and it increases your level a certain amount. They each give you like a certain number of experience points or whatever, but you don't know how much it is.
Okay.
But you always know that the gold ones are going to give you the most, and the silver is going to give you somewhere in the between, and the bronze are the easiest ones to get. And then the platinum is the one that you get after you get all other trophies.
Cool.
So I think it's more just the cool factor of the fact that they just came out, and it's like, oh, I have the only game that uses them, so I'm trying to get some. You know, I think it'll wear off in a bit. Let me see. What else? I started my third playthrough on MGS4.
Holy shit. Cool.
Yeah. It's amazing how much faster the game goes if you skip the cutscenes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like I played it for like an hour. And within that hour, I was already past the frogs, the first time you see the frogs.
Yeah.
You know? So, it's really funny how fast that game goes by when you know where everything is and when you're skipping all the cutscenes. So right now I'm trying to do the playthrough where I have zero continues, zero alerts, zero kills, and use zero recovery items.
Save often.
Oh, I do. Every time I enter a new area, I save.
Good. Good.
It's like, oh, here's now you're in this spot. Okay, now I'm going to save.
Use multiple saves too, just in case.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Because I know that you're doing this too, and you've already passed the first couple of acts or something.
I'm done with it, actually. I got through it.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Did you get all the stuff?
Yep. So I'm on my third playthrough too. This one's just my fun one because I've got the stealth and stuff and the solar gun and bandana and whatnot. So
very cool. So you got all that stuff with it? So here's my question. In the very beginning of the first act, when the geckos come out, when they see you,
it does not count as an alert.
Awesome, because that's the only time that I've heard that alert sound is when one of those saw me, and that was it.
Yeah.
So up to now, I've gotten I've been doing pretty well. I think I got seen once, and I restarted.
Unless you actually see that timer start ticking down, you're good.
Okay, good, perfect.
Jason, how the hell did you get past that part? In Act 4, when you're walking through kind of like the snowy field where the mines were in the possible spoilers, so don't listen for 10 seconds if you haven't got to Act 4 yet if you're playing the game. But where you're walking through the field part where you fight the tank in Metal Gear Solid 1, and there's those two geckos there. How on earth did you get past that part without them seeing
you? So you just, just on your belly, on the left side.
Yeah, as long as you crawl, you should be okay.
You don't even have to alert the second one if you don't want to. There's a few items over there towards the second one that's on the right, but you don't have to. Keep an eye on the laser that shoots out of their head. It's more like an infrared sensor, and if you're in proximity to that, stealth or not, they can see you. But aside from that, they're actually pretty blind and deaf. So
I'm just going to knock them out with a railgun and be done with it. That's what I did the second time I went through. I actually hit. I knocked them both out with a railgun and didn't get an alert from it. So
I'm going to try and do that. That's what I'd be afraid of. If you took one out, the other one would notice or something.
Probably. Well, if you stay, if you approach from the left side and get one of them to pop up, you can stay behind the rocks and destroy that one.
Okay, so they have to see you then. So they can be alerted. They just can't know you're there kind of thing?
They can't. You can't go to alert status. You can go to caution.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Caution's okay, but you can't go to alert status. If they can't actually physically see you.
Okay, makes sense.
So we'll see how that works out.
You don't even need to kill them, I'm telling you. Seriously. You just stick to the left side, stay on your stomach, and just crawl right on through.
Yeah, but it's fun to kill them. Why not?
All right. Okay.
All right. Dude, how the hell... Okay, I got to... You know what? I'll ask you guys after the show.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Another certain part I swear is impossible to not be alerted, but okay. Remind me to ask you at the break.
What else? That's it. That's all I played. I had a really slow week this week.
Yeah.
So...
That's not bad.
Yep. Cool. Well, let's just keep running. What's happening in news, Jeff?
Pretty much calm before the storm sort of deal. Not too much. Got a few things on the agenda. Amazon had a list of Star Wars Battlefront 3 on their listings of new releases. Then all of a sudden it disappeared after a couple hours because we all know Star Wars Battlefield 3 hasn't been announced yet officially. We do know, actually, they just kind of showed off the same kind of game, but in the Lord of the Rings environments and universe. Like, they had IGN a story about it. That looked pretty cool. But so this is kind of starting up the whole Battlefront 3 thing. I didn't play. I played a little bit of 1 and 2. I don't know if you guys were into them, but they were pretty cool.
They weren't bad.
People seem to like
them. Yeah, I never played
them. They're one of the better Star Wars games that I've played.
Mm-hmm. I think someone brought over, like, one of them for Xbox once, and I played it for a little while, and that was it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I only played it for a short time. It looked cool. So, chances are it's most likely coming at some point in time. Another thing everyone thinks is coming, people are kind of saying it might be announced at E3, is Microsoft's motion controller. What happened was the guys at Rare, explaining Banjo-Kazooie 3, were saying that there's a part where you use a wrench, and to use the wrench you twist the controller, and that will make the wrench move kind of thing. So people are like, oh my god, motion controls in Banjo-Kazooie 3. MS came out and said, no, Banjo-Kazooie does not use the motion control. It's always been built straight up from the ground to use standard control pad. But they didn't deny that there was a motion controller in the works or was going to be announced. So just more speculation to be put on there. And I think it's going to be announced next week, most likely.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah. A game.
Question for you guys, actually, before you move on. I saw some videos of it the other day, and I originally had no interest in this game anyway, Banjo-Kazooie. But is it just me, or does this game look like ass?
Ass.
I thought it looked good. Like, the graphics, like, graphics-wise, or?
Yeah.
I thought the graphics looked pretty darn good.
Really?
Were you watching a video on YouTube again, Chris?
No. I really don't think it looks like it.
Like there's much to it. I can't say I'm interested in the game itself, but I thought, well, graphic-wise, to me, it looked really good, but I mean, maybe it's just the style I liked. I don't know. I haven't really looked at it too closely, but...
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. It's just I don't like the style, because I just don't like the way Banjo looks at all.
Yeah, he looks kind of, I don't know, weird. Squarish, I guess?
Yeah, squarish. He looks very squarish.
Mm-hmm. The textures are really nice.
Yeah. I didn't see anything in like the backgrounds or anything like that really changed my mind. So.
Stood out, yeah. Yeah, who knows? We'll find out next week. Another game was announced this week, coming out in a couple months for PS2. So PS2 is getting another good game. This one I'm here mainly for Chris and other shmup fans out there, because we talked about this actually a long time ago. Thunder Force 6 is going to be coming to PS2 in a couple months, yeah. I remember we talked about this. Remember a long time ago? I can't remember what show it was. We're like, yeah, whatever happened to Thunder Force? That was like a great series, and we were talking about
it.
And I can't remember when 5 came out, but I'm pretty sure it was years ago.
5 was on PS1, and it was released by Working Designs. Working Designs published it in the U.S.
No, of course you would know that.
Of course I would.
That's Chris, right. Nerd is showing. Settle down.
Another rumor, 360 is going to have another SKU yet being released. Probably going to be announced next week. Who knows? A 60-gig 360 is apparently going to be replacing the 20-gig. If this happens, the rumor is that the HD price of $999 will now become the 60 gigs. You can buy a 60 gig for $999, and the 120 gig will drop to $149.99, which is still ridiculously expensive for either. But but hey, that's the rumor right now. And that seems to be like the thing this gen. Every year, come up with a new SKU of the system. Like, and why not?
Why not?
Change it up a bit. Talk of the gaming industry, or at least the game the last couple weeks, has been Too Human. We've talked about it numerous times. It's all over the net. Dennis Dyack and his tirade of gaff on gaff and everything. And
He was on One Up Yours, and he was on the One Up
Show. Yeah, he was on One Up Yours, doing all that kind of stuff, and promoting the game on the most, I don't know, like, what's the word I'm looking for here? Most fucked up way possible, which is a better word for it, but he's telling everyone to get your hands on the game. Don't judge it till you play it. And we're going to get a chance actually this Monday, or actually today, you can download the Too Human demo off Xbox Live. So that's really cool. I'm glad we went through with that, because they promised it and didn't talk about it forever, and now it's finally coming. They even asked him on 1UP, on the 1UP yours, they're saying, hey, what about the demo? And he didn't mention anything then. He was like, well, you know, we'll see, blah, blah. And yeah. So July 14th, Monday.
I think this is more of an E3 thing, because isn't there a press conference on the 14th?
Theirs is on the press is on the 14th, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's probably what it was.
Yeah.
Didn't Microsoft say it was like an initiative to, you know, bring the show home or something like that?
Yeah, I think that's kind of where it went.
Something like that. Yeah. I don't know.
They do a good job. I'm hoping Sony does that this year too.
That would make sense, but I don't know if they have the capacity to do that right now. We'll see. Yeah.
We'll find out. We all know Jade Raymond. Pretty hot. Yep. We haven't seen her since the whole Assassin's Creed game that came out last fall. Some of us were fans of the game, some of us not too much. But either way, I'm sure we're all fans of Jade Raymond. She's going to be producing a new game. Going to be showcased at E3. There's a trend here, everything's E3. Game's called I Am Alive, and it's going to be based upon a couple survivors of a huge Chicago earthquake. It's going to be first person, but not necessarily a shooter. There's not necessarily any guns or like rocket launch or anything like that. It's going to be more of like an adventure game. So I'm thinking more kind of like Mirror's Edge maybe, but in a different, like, you know, in a city. And
yeah, it's kind of the first thing I thought about when you said that.
So no, we haven't seen anything on it yet, but keep an eye out for E3. I just thought that would be kind of interesting because, you know, Ubisoft, I don't know how to look at this. Do I look at this as like, cool, they put Jade Raymond in front of a new IP that's going to be good? Or are they like, okay, we're not too sure about this new IP. How do we get people to pay attention to it? Oh, wait. Let's slap Jade Raymond's face on it.
Yeah, there you
go. There we go. That at least gets like 80% of the male population. Yeah, exactly. Put her in a bikini. Trust me.
There you go. That'll get buyers. I'll buy the game.
Oh, the other day, this is great. I get home from work, and my neighbors are watching TV. So I look in there, like, oh, what are you guys watching? They're watching that Hell's Kitchen reality show.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy's harsh, that, right? Man.
He is harsh.
No, he's an evil
bastard.
Curses more than a sailor. Mm-hmm. I always fuck up when I'm trying to speak doing the news. Calm down, Jeff. It's like episode 34. You can do this.
It's not like you've never done it before.
Yeah, exactly. Not new. So they're watching Hell's Kitchen, and we're all sitting there, you know, making fun of the contestants, wondering why every single season they all look the same. They're all... All the dudes are usually bigger, and all the girls are kind of, well, I'll say like off tilt, so to speak, and they all smoke. I don't know if you guys noticed that, if you've seen the show.
Like, well, no, they don't smoke until they get to the show.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, he yelled at me. I need a cigarette. It's kind of how I feel when Chris takes everything out on us.
But that's why Jeff and I smoke, really. I didn't smoke before the podcast at all.
Yeah, right.
No. He's always so happy after a break because, you know what? He gets his aggression out on us.
That's right. It's what you guys don't see. But yeah, so we're sitting there thinking like, hey, it'd be cool to kind of cook and to maybe be on a show, see what it's like. Let's apply. And I was thinking, yeah, let's do it. So we go on the internet. We're like, hey, you know, let's apply to be on the next Hell's Kitchen and see where it's going to be. And then we found that we don't need to do that anymore.
Why is that?
Because they're going to bring Hell's Kitchen Interactive into our homes if you have a DS, a Wii, or is it a PS2? DS, Wii, PC, sorry, PC.
Really?
Because they're releasing a game based on the reality show.
Yo.
So you can have him virtually cussing you out in front of your friends by yourself, however you choose to play the game, if you fuck up his french fries. I'm sure he cooks more than french fries. And what's his
look
Chef
out,
Ramsay,
cooking
is that
mama.
The guy's name?
What's Ramsay? That?
What?
I don't know.
I can't.
I said, look out, cooking mama. There's some competition.
Oh, look yeah. out, cooking mama.
Nice. But I know some people will probably buy this. I'm sure. Like, I mean,
see, I gotta wonder if it's gonna be rated mature because he's gonna cuss at you all the time.
Hey, better if they take that out. What's the point?
There's not one.
Yeah, no point. It's like, you know, I'd rather them take out the cooking before they take out the cussing.
Hell's Kitchen. It's just a great big cussing simulator.
That's right.
You turn it on and it just bitches you out for an hour. Did you beat the game? Did you sit through there for the whole hour and actually take it?
That's right. Achievement unlocked.
That's right.
Gold trophy. You didn't cry. Good no. job. Now go smoke a cigarette. I don't even know how to lead into this one, guys. I'm like, I'm fucking thinking
this,
here. I'm like, what?
This is the worst one yet.
Oh, it is totally the worst one yet.
You can't make magic every week. I understand.
I know. Sorry, guys.
Should we just do it, guys?
I thought it was pretty good. Personally,
let's just do it.
Who gives a shit?
All right,
yay, got that over with.
Pretty well.
End of the pain.
We just didn't have any way to get to that point.
It's the equivalent of like shooting the horse in the face, let's put it out of its misery. Got a broken leg. Don't worry, Timmy, he'll be fine. He's going to a better place.
He's going to Hell's Kitchen, he's gonna get cussed out.
Oh, shit.
well, thank you for the news, Jeff.
That's right. Yeah,
you're welcome.
All right, well, let's take one. A break, and I'll bitch you guys out some.
All right. All right. Can't wait, sir.
Be easy on us.
Yeah, when we come back, we're going to talk about what people are looking forward to hearing about at E3, or what they're hoping to hear about. Then we'll do new releases, emails, and the new question of the week.
Awesome.
We'll wrap up.
Sounds good.
So stay tuned, and we will be right back.
It's time to wake up.
You know, when I was a kid, I was a hardcore gamer. There wasn't a single game that I owned that I didn't beat, and I was good. Heck, I could beat Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. One guy. But then the kids came and the responsibilities. And I just didn't have the time or the motivation to keep up. My game backlog just kept growing and growing with each new release. I needed help, so I visited the Game Backlog Support Group on VG Evo. They helped me take control of my backlog.
The VG Evo Game Backlog Support Group is a non-profit organization helping gamers relieve their backlog troubles. Having a game backlog is a debilitating and embarrassing predicament. VG Evo is here to help.
I no longer have to lie about the video games I've played. I can finally say with confidence, yes, I have beat Devil May Cry. And you know what? Nero is a whiny bitch.
If you or someone you know is suffering from their game backlog, please contact www.vgevo.com.
And we're back. Thank guys, you back host. With me?
Yes.
Cool.
I'm too afraid to talk.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Everyone's good. Everyone's happy.
We a team again.
We're fine again.
I don't want to let you guys down, and I don't want to get yelled at.
All right. Well, E3 is next week, and a lot of people have, you know, expectations about what they're going to see and what they hope to see. And we got a lot of emails on this this question of the week about what people wanted to see.
A virtual shit ton.
Yeah. So, Jason, I'm just going to pass it over to you and let you go to town.
My show. We're going to go to break.
All right. See you guys. All right. First email is from Edry Bones. Something like that. Hey, Indus people. First of all, love the podcast big time.
Thanks.
Regarding E3, here are a few things that would make me happy. Number one, fresh gameplay video for Final Fantasy 13 and or Versus 13. Mm-hmm. It does not have to be playable. Just want to make sure that Tetsuya Norimura, blah, 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 Namanura, Mura, is not syncing this series with excess zippers. You guys want to see some Final Fantasy stuff?
I would love to see it. To be honest with you, I don't even know what Versus 13 is going to be about. I forgot all about that one. Hmm. But didn't Square release what they're going to have, and they said that, and they didn't have Final Fantasy 13 on there?
But they always do that, though. I mean, they say hopefully this is what's going to be on there, then they have stuff that they show anyway.
I really hope they do. I really want to see more about Final Fantasy 13.
It's on my list. I just hope that they show, I want to see gameplay. I don't want to see another pre-rendered movie of a train and some girl and the same stuff we've already seen. Like, come on.
And a basket full of flowers.
I just
want to
see less male midriff.
Exactly. More female midriff.
Right. Yeah, there you go. More female midriff, less male midriff.
Exactly. Thank you. And by female midriff, we don't mean like androgynous male midriff.
Okay. Exactly.
All right. Number two, a next-gen Jak and Daxter or Sly Cooper game. These were some of my favorite PS2 games, and both Naughty Dog and Sucker Punch have shown that they can handle the big boy dev kits. Would you guys prefer one over the other?
I think I'm more into the Jak and Daxter series than the Sly Cooper series, but I think Sucker Punch is they're the ones doing Infamous, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's their focus right now, and I can't wait to see that.
Agreed. I've played Jak. I've played, I think, the first one and the third one. I haven't played Sly Cooper, but they've always like intrigued me. I've always looked at them like, that looks pretty cool. And the third one I almost picked up the other day because it was like $10 or something. But then I was like, I'm probably not going to play it. So actually, if I were to want to pick one or the other, I'd probably just say Sly Cooper because I think it appealed more to me, even though I didn't play them. I played the Jak games over them, but I'd probably just, I don't know. I think that one, I think, would have a really good transition to the present day technology, I think.
I don't know. I always get Jak and Daxter confused with Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah.
So one of them's got to go.
Yeah.
So,
and it's not going to be Ratchet and Clank.
Right. No.
Sorry, Jak. Sorry, Daxter.
See, although, I've always heard
that
Sly
Secret
Cooper
Agent
really
Clank
good.
Is kind of making me. I don't know.
No, Daxter was really good, though.
Yeah.
What? See, okay, fuck, man. You're mixing them up. Just transfer over to me mixing them up. I'm like, yeah, you know, Jak and Clank. Daxter was funny. Who cares about Clank? Like, wait a second.
Well, based on the sidekicks alone, maybe Jak and Daxter should take out Ratchet and Clank. Oh, shit.
Maybe.
This is going nowhere. Question number three. My fingers are crossed that Nintendo have come up with a way to fix the Wii storage problem in a way that does not make people cry. I'd love to snag two or three WiiWare titles, but can't imagine deleting games / channels just so I can give the big N more money right now. What are the chances, do you think? I think we'll see some storage options.
God, I hope so. There's been rumors about it, so hopefully we will see something. They have to do something. They really do have to do something, so I wouldn't be surprised.
With WiiWare, with the virtual console and everything now coming like full force, they have no choice. They have to.
Yeah.
It's got to be done.
Like they'll do it. Whether it's a hard drive or something.
We'll see Nintendo branded SD cards or something.
Yeah, that's what I think it's going to be. I don't think it'll be a hard drive.
Oh, really? You don't think it'll be a hard drive?
I think the hard drive will confuse the casual market, like the people that look at it, the Wii as the Wii and not being like a computer. So I think they'll just come out with like memory card things and they'll brand it with some weird name that's not memory card or hard drive. And they'll be like, hey, grab this new Wii Me stick. I don't know. I'm just, this is why I'm not in marketing. But,
so you think they're going to give you access to the, to save games and stuff onto the SD card then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've been saying that had to happen for a long time, and they still haven't done it. Hopefully they will.
True that. All right, let's wrap up Aaron Bones' email. Other things that I'm excited about are the new Castlevania for DS.
Yes.
Final Fantasy Dissidia.
Yep.
For a PSP. Mm-hmm. And of course, all the AAA games that combine guns with chainsaws, weed whackers, etc. Thanks a lot, guys.
Weed whacker, that'd be awesome.
That would be pretty cool.
Patent that shit, man. Get that trademarked. Don't let Cliffy B do that before you do. That's badass.
And Adra Bones is new to VG Evo, so welcome to VG Evo, sir.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome.
Yep, hope you're liking it.
Sucker. All right, well, this guy's not new to VG Evo at all. His name's Ravenblade. And
Smeghead. He says,
there's a ton of things I want to hear about at E3 this year, but I know full well that half of them are mad to even be thinking about. But here goes a few slightly more reasonable things I'd like to see. Number one, Jeff, you're going to need to sit down for a second. God of War 3.
Oh,
I'm going to get a short teaser trailer, but that will be it. Number two, Sony Online Entertainment's lineup. I want to see more on DC Universe
EverQuest.
Online. And maybe the beta for the agency to get announced. Also, I would like to see them pull out a new title for EverQuest franchise to be that a new Champions game or EverQuest 3.
I would love to see a new Champions game.
That would be cool.
Yeah, because Champions has been taken over by Untold Legends now, and Untold Legends is just it's not doing it. No, it's not doing it for me. It really isn't. It's nowhere near as good as Champions was.
Are they the same developer?
Sony Online Entertainment Europe, yeah, I think.
Yeah.
This may be a big just preference thing, but I've never really liked much of what Sony Online's put out. But I am looking forward to The Agency, definitely.
Yeah, I'm interested in seeing more of that.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. And I don't know much about DC Universe Online because all my superhero online MMO focus has been on Champions Online.
Yeah.
So what do we know about DC Universe Online? Do we know anything about it?
Do you guys think there's even... Not really. There's really some details like last week or something, but hardly any. But do you guys think there's even enough room on consoles for all these MMOs that are being announced?
I think they need to take it slow with them.
Yeah.
I think if they release too many at one time, like if they bring out like DC Universe Online, The Agency, and Champions Online all at the same time, because even though Champions is 360 exclusive, right?
Yes,
and Agency is I think it's gonna be like a flood, and you know they're gonna be competing against each other because people aren't gonna get both.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, the way I look, they're probably looking at it like almost when MMOs just came onto PC, how it's kind of like an unknown like type of game genre on consoles anyway, and then they're probably just like, oh, it's whatever one catches on, like we know we need to get the World of Warcraft equivalent on consoles, and just like let's throw them out there and see what happens. Because I don't know if you guys, I was really disappointed when True Fantasy was canceled. True Fantasy Online.
Oh, yeah. That
was level 5 MMO.
Yeah, actually, Lisa, my wife, actually bought an Xbox just for that game in anticipation of that game. And then they canceled it and crushed her soul. She's still crying as we speak.
And level 5 is an awesome developer for RPGs and that and the such. Yeah. So I'm really sad that game got canned.
Yeah, and that whole thing basically ruined the relationship that MS had with Level 5. So
yeah, it did. With the Kai really did. And anything.
I'm just happy to start seeing MMOs on the consoles now.
Well, since we're speaking about them, I'm really interested in seeing what NCSoft is going to have anything, because NCSoft did Guild Wars, and they're signed on exclusively with PS3, but we haven't seen anything from them.
No. I can see Guild Wars. That would definitely work on consoles.
Guild Wars?
For sure, yeah.
Oh, no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
But this? I'm going to laugh and kind of be like, those guys are dicks if this happens, but everyone's talking about World of Warcraft on consoles, and Blizzard's kind of been like, nah, no need to. If like some MMO starts to get popular on consoles, they're like, you know what? Let's just throw World of Warcraft on 360 PS3.
Oh, you know they will.
And everyone's going to be like, fuck!
You know they will.
Bastards.
Yeah, all right, Ravenblade's got some more stuff. He says, this is number three, Studio Liverpool, Wipeout HD, Dated at Last. I'd love to see that too. I want that game so bad. It's the reason I rushed out and got my HD TV a couple months ago, because it seemed to be ready to launch. Also, I would like to hear what Studio Liverpool's second team are working on, but I think that might be held off until Let's Pig next month, since they are an SCEE studio. Wipeout HD, finally getting a date, yes?
Hopefully. God willing.
So nice. It's been long enough.
I've seen some, like, they had it on the 1UP show, like, months ago. And it looked like it was almost done. I'm like, where the hell is this game? You know,
well,
and
it's none of it's original, right? Aren't they just taking previous maps and vehicles, making like kind of like a best of and throwing it in HD?
I believe so, but I think they're also adding additional content as well.
Okay, so what the hell's taking so long?
Good question. No idea. Mm-hmm. I know that they're doing some cool stuff with the tilt control with the six axis. Yeah. I actually heard that that is the preferred way to play the game. So
we'll see. Yeah, they said, nah, I don't know. I never believe, like, who said it, PR?
No, it was they were on the 1UP show talking about it, and they said that they actually enjoyed playing it with the six axis better.
Was it Ryan O'Donnell?
I don't remember. Because
he said MotorStorm was the best play, motion control was the best. He does everything motion control. He's like, motion control is the best for everything. Tetris, motion control.
Moving on. We'll see. Number 4. I'll believe it when I see it. Uncharted 2.
Yes.
Uncharted is my favorite game this generation. Maybe my all-time favorite game. So I can't wait for Uncharted 2, wow. But I think it's a pretty slim chance that we will see anything from Naughty Dog at this year's E3. They're in a big studio, so I don't see them having something new ready to be shown as of yet. But I can dream. That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
It would. See that. I think we'll see Jack, though.
Yeah. That's probably. We'll probably see a Jack.
Hmm. Number 5, he'd also like to see more on MotorStorm, Little Big Planet, Killzone 2, Mirror's Edge, and plus loads more. Signed, Ravenblade.
Mirror's Edge. Yes,
thank
please.
You. Mirror's Edge look good. It looks so good, but oh man, I hope
you can't help but be kind of like skeptical about it, about how it's going to work.
Yeah, because every game that's tried it hasn't really done too well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But this one looks so good.
Yeah, it does.
And Kotaku, I think it was Kotaku, had a hands on, and they said they're going to post it next week. I think.
Cool.
So cool. Hopefully that'll work out.
And that comes out in November, right? November 11th or something like that.
Sure. I don't know.
I saw some pre-order bonus thing on someone post on one of the forums.
Yeah, it's a messenger bag. It's like a bright fluorescent yellowish.
Huh.
It's like, you know. Yeah.
Damn it, I'm a sucker for messenger bags.
Yeah, you are.
And the color yellow.
Fuck.
It's like chocolate and peanut butter.
Oh.
It kind of is. All right, anyway, all right. Next email. This is from Bewhip. This is Burns when IP. He says, at least I assume.
He's probably get that checked out.
That's rather presumptuous. Yeah. Who knows? I'm looking forward to hearing about War Devil, Infamous, and whatever Nintendo's hardcore game is. That's it. Anything else is a sweet bonus. Signed, Burns when IP.
I forgot all about War Devil.
I didn't see
what is it. I didn't hear about it.
I can't remember who's making it, but they show that like teaser video of like it looks kind of like a, I don't want to say like God of War-ish type game, but it looks cool. The main character looks like kind of cool, like crazy stylized, and honestly, it's kind of drawing a blank. I remember watching the trailer and being like, that looks like it could be pretty badass, but I can't really remember what the hell goes on in it. Eh, whatever. I'm not here to be informative.
Infamous is a definite. I definitely want to hear more about that. Nintendo's hardcore game. Yeah, right. They already announced that. It's called The Conduit. And it's a first-person shooter. That's all you're going to get.
It's called Zelda Twilight Princess. It came out 2 years ago. For GameCube.
Right.
All right, we're killing this one. Next one, Kohler says, hey, guys. I hope that Sony will talk about what they have planned for 2009. We already know about Killzone 2 and Infamous, but we've been hearing about these titles for a long time. So, I hope they mention some new kind of unexpected PS3 functionality and maybe some cool first-party games from new publishers that are
disc-based.
That's really funny. No, it's not. Disc-based instead of creative PSN games, you know, like artsy-fartsy stuff, Echochrome. Mm-hmm. I also hope that they don't give a date for any new firmware that isn't ready because I'm tired of the repetitive forum posts that these always cause when the date is missed. Signed, Kohler. By the way, this podcast is great and Warhawk Wednesday is pretty awesome.
Thanks.
PPS, what do you guys think the secret Nintendo game will be?
Have you guys heard about Captain Rainbow?
What?
That's a Nintendo IP that is apparently going to be announced next week. That's we may hear more about next week. It's called Captain Rainbow.
Is this character a little bit light on the loafers?
That's right.
Captain Rainbow.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying. It's like, yeah. Captain Gay Pride. All right. but I mean, it's like someone posted it over at GLF and some screenshots of it. And I was like, yeah, not interested. Not even in the slightest. But I sure hope it's not that. Please, God, be that.
I'm sure none of us saw Wii Fit either.
That's true. What else do you have in there? Killzone 2, Infamous, of course, we talked about.
Yeah, Killzone 2.
Those are pretty much gimmies. I mean, we're going to hear about
those. Yeah, we're going to definitely hear about those.
Cool.
Yeah, for sure. Unexpected Next. PS3 functionality. Maybe cross game invites, which I know Jeff is really interested in.
Really? Yeah, that's kind of cool. I like that.
I want to be able to send a video captured with the camera. That would
be cool.
That's the big thing on my list right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the top one.
I don't want to know why you want to do that, Jason, but
you'll see why once it happens.
He wants to send you a picture.
Oh my God.
That only Lisa knows about.
Next email. This is from Skimmer. This is his E3 wish list. All right, there's lots of stuff, so pay attention. I suppose it's not so much the games, it's the unknown that has me pretty piqued. Or has his interest peaked, I'm sorry. For Microsoft, will they have a motion controller? Will it be bundled with Banjo? I heard another rumor that it might be packaged with Halo Wars. What?
What?
Halo Wars has suddenly got his interest. Because I'm an RTS nut, and RTS with a controller are still very clumsy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I want to hear more about the 3D interface, a la Minority Report. I don't think it will be what most people think. It's going to be more like Vista's 3D interface. Probably right. I don't see any kind of like crazy 3D interface coming from Microsoft.
No, not at all.
Not a 360 at all.
And what's Vista's 3D interface? The first thing I did when I got Vista is shut that shit off.
Shut it off.
It definitely needs an overhaul. It's clunky and it's resource intensive and it's laggy and they got to work on that. Seriously.
It was like the PSN on day one.
Shit.
Look at it now.
Zing.
It's gotten worse. At first, I loved it when there wasn't so much stuff on there. But now that there's so much content, it's like, it's tough to slodge through it. Is slodge a word? It is today.
it is now.
What's this he said? I heard another rumor that it might be packaged with Halo Wars. Why would you need a motion controller for Halo
Wars? I can kind of see that.
It's an RTS, right?
Instead of like using a mouse, you have a pointer.
But just like camera movement, maybe. I don't know. Interesting.
Hey, I got a great idea, Microsoft. How about you let the 360 use mouse and keyboard support? Hey, just throwing it out there, you know. Just who cares about motion controls?
That's totally original, Jeff. What a great idea.
Fuck all of you.
All right,
Skimmer would be happy if it had mouse and keyboard support.
Honestly, it's a good idea. They really should.
Shut up, Jason. No backtracking now.
Fuck you. Sony. This is what he's looking for from Sony. I want some bloody JRPGs announced already. White Knight story details needed. Final Fantasy 13, where are you at? Persona 5? This is the supposed king of RPGs, and they are not here at all. I think TGS will be a coming out party for all the we
for Captain Rainbow.
The gay jokes. I think TGS will be the coming out party here, but it would be nice to see a Kingdom of Hearts at least teased at. Kingdom of Hearts? Kingdom Hearts.
Kingdom Hearts.
Kingdom
he
Hearts.
Said Kingdom of Hearts.
He did say
I'm not teasing. Anyway. Also from Sony, wants to see more Killzone multiplayer with co-op. I want to see this game up close. Wants to see stuff on home. There's so much potential here. So little we know.
Agreed.
And also, any RTS with keyboard and mouse support. See.
Told you.
He had the great idea, too. You guys should get together.
Maybe we should.
Let's see. On the PSP, he wants to see... I think we're going to see a lot of the PSP here. A lot of games are going to be either announced or finally show off.
I hope so, because there's been kind of a drought for PSP lately.
There has been.
A little bit.
Also on the PSN, he wants a video download service of true 1080p titles. Let's comment on the Sony camp. And go. Okay.
Well, I think we're going to get a video download service, but I don't know if you're going to get... You might get 1080p titles, but they'll be compressed 1080p titles. They won't be like Blu-ray
quality. They'll take too much bandwidth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They'll be too much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we'll see some kind of thing like that. I'm hoping Sony doesn't go the route they have the last couple of years where they announce a whole bunch of stuff
that doesn't come out for 3 years.
That never comes out. Exactly. Yeah. They can't blow their load early just to, like, you know, they feel like they're under like pressure or under the gun. They can't just go ahead and be like, oh, we're going to do this. Just trust me, it'll make people happy. And then, yeah, because people won't forget about it and they'll just hold it to them till it actually gets released. Then you have problems with like Little Big Planet and Home and all these games that they never said were coming out last year or this year. And now everyone's like, where were they? Now they're all getting delayed. They weren't really delayed in the first place. I want to see stuff that's actually, we will see within a year or so. That'd be nice.
Agreed.
Yeah, me too.
And I have to agree with the JRPGs. It's just to make things right in the world. Because you know what? It's fucking weird to have all these JRPGs coming out of the 360 over there.
Especially when nobody in Japan has one.
Exactly. I don't get it.
Yeah. So what, I mean, do they sell, like, right. Eight? Tokyo Game Show will probably see a lot more.
Yeah.
Rather than E3. But.
And Square has always said they want to do things equally. And really, nothing's done. Like, right now, it seems they have everything coming out on 360. Well, publishing anyways. Except for Final Fantasy. So they have to have some other things in development right now, exclusive to PS3. But maybe they're not announcing on purpose because they don't want to take away from Final Fantasy. Maybe, who knows?
All right. From Nintendo, he wants a Wii 2 with graphics this time.
Good luck with that.
With the tongue sticking out. I think he was kidding. Thanks, guys. From Skimmer. P.S. I got my ass handed to me in Warhawk Wednesdays. I want to call out Goodface. Buddy, seriously, did you kill anyone else all night long? That guy makes me want to go hide in Torgo's turret.
Wow.
Torgo has a turret. Did you guys know that?
No.
That's how he plays, in the turret.
In the turret? He doesn't leave the turret?
Nope.
Only to kill me.
He hits from the ladies' tees, so to speak. Yeah, that's right. I'm calling you out.
Nice.
This is coming from someone who missed this week's, but hey.
Yeah, way to go. Anyway,
yeah.
I have one more email. This is from Azuri. Says, "Hey, what's up, Indus?
What's up?
Word up.
There are only two that I can think of: Dead Space, because it looks like a BioShock in space. I loved BioShock. Another game is Saboteur, which is a stealth action game. This game looks pretty sweet because of the black and white aspect. Funny thing is that they're both by EA, which seems to have turned the corner lately. Well, for me, anyways." Later, Azuri. Thank you.
I forgot about Saboteur.
Has EA turned the corner for you guys?
I think so. I think so for sure.
Yeah, as a publisher, I'm actually looking forward to a lot of their stuff.
Yeah, I'm very surprised to say it, but I mean, it seems like a lot of stuff over there has changed, and it's like EA has turned around and Activision has taken their place.
Yeah,
because now it's like Activision. I don't want to hear anything about them.
Yeah. No, their sports games have even stepped up, too, like the ones they release every year. Like, their hockey game last year was outstanding, and their basketball one did suck, but then, you know, they're going after 2K now, so who knows. And this year's Madden's supposed to be really, really good, supposed to be the best one in, like, forever, so who knows. And all the other games, they're taking chances, and I like that. They're not sticking to sequels. Like, half their games, and more than half their games they released this gen have been new IPs.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's kind of cool. And speaking of black and white, I wonder if they'll show. I wonder if Rockstar is going to show off. What's it called?
Oh shit! What is that?
L.A. Noire.
Oh, I don't know. It's very possible.
Because we haven't heard about a thing about that. It's like at least a year.
Now, so what about Saboteur? Do we know anything about that? I mean, I haven't heard much about it.
I think they have a demo up on PSN, or unless I'm getting Saboteur mixed up with something else.
Must be a demo, or
I haven't actually heard of it.
No, a video.
Okay.
Yeah. I haven't been following it too much, but I've seen people talking about it, and I'm pretty sure I saw the trailer. Didn't really show too much. It was like kind of really short, but that's about all I know about it.
Neat.
Cool.
Check out.
Cool. Well, that's all I have for emails, guys. All
right. Well, let's see. What are we looking forward to hearing about?
Look, what hasn't been said yet?
Yeah, not much. Jeff, do you have anything?
Things like in the MS camp, I have a feeling they're probably going to, like, no, I think they should do the opposite of what they did last year, because last year they basically said, this is what's going to be coming out next year. They didn't really announce anything that's coming out like the previous year or the next year. So basically, a lot of games that they haven't shown yet or that are coming out this year, like Fable 2, Gears 2, all those kind of games, we already know. We saw them last year. I do want to see them this year, but I want to see new stuff. I'm hoping that they announce either, even though that this will probably be multi-platform, I want them to see Mass Effect 2, at least a teaser or something like that. Might not happen because BioWare is apparently, they are making an announcement at E3, but we don't know what that could be. It could be a bunch of other games that they've been rumored to be working on. Bioshock 2, I'm hoping. Yeah, KOTOR 3 possibly. Bioshock 2. I think they're going to have, this is like more of a prediction, I think they're going to have like a home-like service, but not like home, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
More like a...
the Avatar some thing kind like of, that people have been talking about?
Yeah, some kind of thing like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Sony, nothing really that we haven't talked about, really. The only other game I really want to see something more of that we know about is Beyond Good and Evil 2. So...
Oh, yeah.
Other than that, I just can't wait. See the unexpected stuff, the stuff that we could possibly not predict. That's the best part about E3, is seeing what gets announced. Yeah. So you'd be like, holy crap.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah.
Jason, how about you, man?
Well, I'm not going to go so far as to make any kind of prediction other than a 360 price drop. That's my
wow, that's damn, prediction. That's coming right way there, to left Jason. Field.
The other stuff that I'm looking forward to seeing... Home. I do want to see what the hell's going on with Home, only if they're close to release. I'm sick of teasers. I want them to announce something and something big, you know, because this has a lot of potential. So I'm excited to see what they got. Other than that, Left 4 Dead, Zombies, Valve, shooting shit. Awesome co-op. Can't wait for this one. Dragon Age has me really intrigued.
In fact, They had me at BioWare.
So couple that with like Mass Effect, you know, dialogue choices and stuff. I'm fucking sold. Bring it on. But I got to see more. Same thing with Fallout 3. Do love those games. Show me more. And the last one and the big one is Champions Online. I want to see more. Yeah. That's Cryptic's new one. Because I'm a huge City of Heroes fan, City of Villains and whatnot.
I knew you were going to say that.
This is more like action oriented and I'm all for it. And it's a console.
An MMO?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're bringing it to the 360. Awesome.
Cool.
So that's my big stuff.
Cool. Well, from the Nintendo camp, the only thing that I really, really want to see and about how they do, and
a game.
This was just Captain Gay Pride. today they actually announced that I don't even know exactly how this is pronounced, but I'm going to do the best I can. One Chanbara, the chick in bikini and with katanas killing zombies game,
sounds cool.
Yeah, it's coming to Wii in America, so I'm hoping that they actually have something on that.
Why didn't they bring the 360 one over?
I have no idea.
Sorry to interrupt, but
no, I agree. Vortex definitely should have come out here. I don't know.
So it's like a franchise or something, or
yeah, it's a big franchise. It's apparently got like there were I think there was a PS2 game, maybe in Japan as well. But yeah, I haven't seen that one. The only one I ever heard of was the 360 one, and then I saw that they were releasing the one for the Wii, and that it's apparently coming here. So
you should probably, let's not say like big franchise, say more like a big cult following, because the game itself is pretty much B movie quality.
Yeah, it's like
Earth Defense Force.
Yeah, Earth Defense Force. It's published by the same publisher.
Yeah. So the quality, probably isn't there, but the fun factor is probably through the roof. I'm sure
exactly.
So
running around,
and they made a live action movie.
Killing zombies. Yeah, and it was supposed to be really really bad.
I'm sure, and I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. let's see what else. I'd also like to see some sort of storage solution from Nintendo. So hopefully we'll see that. From Microsoft side, I just want Too Human. That's really the biggest game from Microsoft that I'm interested in right now. I don't care about anything else. I want Too Human to be good. That is my request. So please. Dennis Dyack,
Santa,
I hope you aren't crazy.
I want it to be good.
Yeah, please let Too Human be good. I've been aching for some like true PSO like action since PSO, and PSU isn't it's close, but it's not exactly there because the loot is missing.
Right.
And two humans seems to solve that problem. So hopefully that'll be there too.
I hope so. I think it's going to be its saving grace as
the loot drop crawling. Yeah.
This is like
what else?
I'm just gonna ramble on if I start talking about two humans.
Yeah, me too.
We can save that for another show.
So mixed, yeah.
White Knight Chronicles, really want to see more about that, because that is, I think, when we did the whole "What are you looking forward to in 2008?" This was my most anticipated game, and it still is pretty much. I still really like the way this looks, and I can't wait to see more about it. I really hope we see it. Well, I know we're not going to see it in 2008. But they did say it was going to become in like this fiscal year. So hopefully it'll be out by March. So we'll see. Phantasy Star Portable. I want them to tell me it's coming here.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Like you just want confirmation.
Yes. I want confirmation that it is coming here.
We'll bring it up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. I'll wait till you're done.
Go ahead, Chef. Host.
All right, we got to figure out who's talking when. Mirror's Edge was mentioned, and I'm really looking forward to that. It looks really cool. One that was not mentioned that I do want to mention is Valkyria of the Battlefield.
Oh yes,
that game looks fantastic.
It doesn't interest me, but it looks cool.
Yeah, it looks really cool, and I'm hoping to see more about that, and I want that to be good too. Sega doesn't have a really great track record lately, but
no.
Hopefully they can bring it back with this.
Yeah.
Besides that, Home, but that's already been said. So, Jeff, what were you going to say?
I was going to say the one I missed is, Bungie said on their last podcast that they're announcing something on Monday. So I don't know what that's going to be. It's going to be a new IP from them, or if it is another game in the Halo saga. I'm looking forward to that. Whatever.
Really
it is.
Hope for their sake it's a new IP.
Yeah,
I mean, move on from the Halo stuff.
Yeah, I don't know if it is. I'd like the Halo trilogy on
PS3. No, I'm kidding. The Halo Essentials Collection coming to PS3.
People would go crazy.
Yeah, they would. They would.
So many people would be like, "I hate Halo. It sucks." Coming to PS3. What? Oh, fucking awesome! Yeah,
I know.
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah,
I blame
people
the
on 360. Would be like, "Halo's overrated anyway."
Because they're usually the same people that were like, "Oh, you and your EP-ness, achievement whore." Oh my god, I got another trophy last night.
They're totally different.
Jesus Christ.
No, they're totally exactly the same. Yeah. Now, instead of an EP-ness point score, you have an EP-ness level.
Yeah.
My EP-ness is the second level.
But I do have to admit, the level thing is kind of cool.
It is, and I won't deny that, but... You know. It's still the exact same thing as achievements. So,
Not that I'm anyway, against that was either. I'm a big fan of both. So.
Yeah,
I'm
both
just
cool.
Bitching about the hypocrites.
There's room for both in this world.
Like Chris, did I say Chris? Oh shit! Did I say Chris? I didn't mean to say that out loud, man. I'm sorry.
Why am I a hypocrite?
I don't care about my E penis. Oh my god! I've got 15 trophies already. Yes, I'm a trophy ho.
You said you were too. So what's your point?
Well, no, I've never denied it.
Jason's admitted it.
Vehemently.
Jason came up from one day, I have a problem. Like, my achievements.
No, the only thing that I ever said was that I would not go out and buy a game just to get the achievements.
True.
Yeah.
And I won't.
Fair enough.
Okay.
So you guys excited for E3 overall?
You got to tell what... Say what you got to say, man. Whatever you need to do, Jeff.
No, I was going to let Jason rant, then I'll...
I'm good. I just take
you
my
guys
shots
have
where
at
I
her?
See him.
Internet no, fights.
No.
Go.
No.
God damn it.
I'm not good at the long-winded rants. Just the quick little shots
sakes.
At Chris when I can take him.
That's all right. I'm used to it.
it's our job. It's what we're supposed
to
do.
Yeah, I get it a lot at work.
Keep him level, you know? No, just asking if you guys were looking forward to E3. Do you guys still look forward to it like every year?
I look forward to the press conferences more than anything because that's when most of the good information comes out.
Yeah.
And you know, usually it's GameSpot has them going live. Mm-hmm. So I'll watch it on GameSpot or something like that. I'll just watch the press conferences and then, you know, you get flooded with news. So I just kind of skim through the news and find what I'm interested in and that's it. But, Sometimes it's hard, but the press conferences is what are what I usually pay the most attention to.
Oh, for sure. I'd watch them at work all the time. I know G4 is actually, they're showing, I think it's X-Play, one of the shows is doing a live thing again. At least, I'm not sure if they're doing it for all three, but they're definitely doing the MS conference again. And they've promised everybody, unlike last year, they're not going to take commercial breaks right in the middle of the Mass Effect trailer.
Oh.
Or go into a commercial break right before they show the first ever single player or campaign Halo 3 gameplay footage. So, commercial free, so hopefully that'll be pretty cool.
We will see.
And thank you. You're welcome, G4, for plugging your shit. I'll expect my check in the mail.
Money hat.
Yep. Sessler, you listening?
Yeah, right. Adam Sessler. That's my payment. He's so awesome.
Cool. Any last thoughts on what's coming up for E3?
I actually like Adam Sessler.
No, I love Adam Sessler. He's awesome. He knows his shit. And in not Mr. Rainbow sort of way.
And in not Captain Pride.
Probably
get
really excited
way.
And be very disappointed like every year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who do you think will have the best press conference?
No, I don't know. For me, it's alternated each year for the past 3 years. Like, literally.
Really?
It was like, yeah. I thought Sony showed a better one when they showed all the crazy videos of Killzone. Then the next year, I thought MS came out on top. And then last year, I think Sony stole the show again. Mm-hmm. And then Nintendo's always been up there. It's always been either first or like second. I don't know. Nintendo just kind of, who knows these days, man. The year they showed the Wii, that was awesome. Then ever since then, it's been kind of like, Wii Fit, nah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I'm not even going to try and answer the question. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not going to try to. I'm just going to, whatever. According to my logic, this year should be Microsoft, but who knows? If it goes like every other year. But I'm not going to make a prediction, because who knows?
Yeah, I really don't know. I know that I expect to be disappointed by Nintendo. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, you don't want to watch Reggie walk and prance across the stage like he does every year, being like, do you know that the Wii has sold 19 billion units
yeah, I know.
In the last year? And that was just in Chicago.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, shall we go to new releases?
Yes.
Cool. This is interesting for the Wii. The first title that I had is the Rock Band Track Pack Volume 1. I didn't even know that they were doing this. So apparently they're taking like the downloads that you get for 360 and PS3, putting them on a disc and releasing it that way. And I think there's like 20 tracks and it's like $30 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. That's not too bad.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
The kind of people at GameStop tried to sell me that, even though I told them that I had it on, you know, the PS3.
Nice.
But you don't want the Wii version?
No.
It's got white drums.
They're like, but they're putting new tracks on a disc. And I'm like, what? I don't care.
I downloaded my tracks.
Please stop talking. Tell me my total. Okay.
Let's see what else. NCAA Football 2009. Space Chimps.
Yes.
Yes. And We Love Golf.
Oh, question about the chimps. Is that a movie or is this just a... I don't know what the hell this is. Because it seems like a movie title, right?
I think there
is
was
it coming
a space
out on everything?
Movie.
I don't know. I have no idea.
If it's coming out on everything, then it's pretty safe to say it's a movie.
Yeah, I think it is.
I don't know for sure because I haven't seen anything
it
about
is.
Space Chimps.
It's a movie.
It is?
Is it on DS?
Yep. I think it is coming out on DS as well. Space Chimps is coming out on the Wii, DS, 360, PS2.
There is a bug in my
into
beer.
A theater near you.
Into a theater near you. It is coming out. It is a movie.
Okay.
I just looked it up on IMDb.
Yeah.
Yep. And it comes out the 18th, apparently.
Oh.
Exciting.
Wow. Go see Batman. Go see Space Chimps. I don't know.
DS is Space Chimps, Mr. Slime, Mr. Nancy Slime. Drew, Clue Bender Society.
Yes.
And Poochie Poochie Virus. I have no idea what the hell that is.
What?
I didn't look any of these up, but I'm gonna look up Poochie Poochie Virus before the end of the show to find out what
is.
Was
that like worms?
I don't know. I'm gonna look it up before the end of the show, though. Maybe when Jason's doing his email. let's see, what else? 360, Space Chimps, and NCAA Football 2009. PS3, NCAA Football 2009. PS2.
Is that a big one?
What's that?
The NCAA's? That's pretty big. Because it's not like GameStop was having like a midnight release or something.
Yeah, a lot of people are really into it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not here.
Well,
for obvious
reasons. Right.
Yeah.
PS2 is also getting the Rock Band Track Pack Volume 1. Mm-hmm. Space Chimps, B-Boy, and NCAA Football 2009. And PSP is getting Code Lyoko, Quest for Infinity, and NCAA Football 2009. So, yeah. I'm trying to think of a highlight for this week, and the best thing I could come up with is honestly, Rock Band Track Pack Volume 1. What's that?
I'll speak for yourself. I think of Poochie Poochie Virus.
Poochie Poochie Virus.
Poochie.
Jason, do we have any other emails?
We have a email, as in single email, just one, from Aces High. And we were just talking about movies, and it's fitting because his email is about movies. Oh, my God.
Weird.
Anyway, he says, Hellboy 2, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Fuck yes.
I didn't like the first one, but the second one looks awesome.
Oh, my God, Jeff. Kiss my ass. We are no longer. Prior to Iron Man, Hellboy was like the best comic-to-movie adaptation.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
Well, keep in mind, I've never read the comics, ever.
Oh, so, really?
And it's not that I didn't like, I just thought the movie was kind of boring at times, that's all. Mind you, I watched it when I was extremely hungover. So okay. That could have been something to do with it.
Yeah, I really had fun with it. They did a good job. I mean, it didn't stick completely to the comic books, and you know, it never does, but...
Does it look good on Blu-ray? You guys have it on Blu-ray?
I have it on Blu-ray. I don't. If somebody wants to buy me one and send it to me, I'll totally take it. So yeah, Hellboy comes out actually tonight. Or today, tonight. Yeah, as it were. Yep. I was contemplating a midnight show, but no, we'll have to wait till the weekend.
Yeah.
You guys going to see it?
I won't see it on the weekend. Yes, definitely. Like weddings this weekend and shit. Fuck, I say weddings, like I have more than one. I have one wedding to go to.
Yeah, I have a wedding to go to also as well.
I might go Sunday.
Well, I don't have any friends, so I'm going to.
I'm going to my fiance's sister's wedding.
At nice. at the courthouse in Vegas with a shotgun.
Yep. Because they already had a baby. Yeah. Pretty much.
Oh, I get it. Clever.
Well done, Jeff. Well done.
All right. Aces High also asks. He also asked the same question for The Dark Knight.
Man. Duh.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yes. Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah.
And you guys buy Batman Begins on Blu-ray?
Jason, did you just Batman?
I'll see it whenever.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
You'll see it opening
day.
You
haven't dry humped the poster over and over again that you have in your room.
Well, I'm not going to see it opening day because we're going to go see it at the IMAX theater, and I promised David that he can come with, and he's only free on Saturday. So,
oh, okay.
So we'll see it. Yeah, the day after it's released. But I'm a little excited. Truth be told, and this is a big admission of guilt on my Batman fan status, but I wasn't a big fan of Batman Begins. Like, it's good in of itself, but I don't like Christian Bale as Batman.
Yeah. Oh, I did. I thought he was awesome.
Like, actually, as Batman. You liked him as Bruce Wayne, though, right?
Yeah, he was perfect as Bruce Wayne, but...
But when he became Batman, he was fucking annoying.
I talk a little too gruff.
He's got to cover up his voice, dude. Secret Identity. Come on. Can't let that out. Like, you spoke right there. I was like, who is that? What happened to Jason? I don't know who that was. Chris, when did you get to do the podcast with us?
But
yeah, the only big problem I had with the first Batman, with Batman Begins, the first Batman, was what's her name?
Heidi Klum.
Katie Holmes and her damn crooked half smile. She was on my top five for a while, and then I saw that movie, and it was like, dude, that crooked smile needs to go away. Because it's not doing it for me anymore. It
really got me going back in Dawson's Creek, but not so much anymore.
Yeah, not so much anymore.
Yeah, it's cute when she was 17.
It's 18 here in the States, Jeff.
No. Whatever.
We just don't talk about it publicly.
That's right.
I gotcha. I saw that virtual wink. I get it.
Some states are 16 or 15 with parental consent.
Why are we talking about this?
Which states are those?
Chris? I just thought it was funny. someone told me that once, and it's like vacation 15 time. With parental consent. I'm like, what?
Chris has a map.
What say we do episode 37 in Alabama?
I think that's one of the states, actually.
That would surprise me. Oh, jeez.
No, not at all. All right, so I looked up Poochie Poochie Virus.
Yeah, what you got?
Okay.
And it's a puzzle game, and the actual description of it is a new puzzle game that challenges players to link geometric viruses together to erase them before they turn into stones.
Oh, fuck. I'm sold right there.
Yeah. And the screenshot has like a – it's hard to explain, but there's it's like a game board, obviously, and you actually create like a shape, and it links, it grabs like whatever's in it and gets rid of the viruses that are inside that shape. So
sounds intriguing.
I need to.
I picture dogs.
I'm not interested. What's that?
Picture dogs like Poochie, like your Pooch. No. Okay, whatever.
Nice try.
I fucking hate you.
Damn it, Jeff!
Sorry, host.
Your blood pressure.
Sorry. Oh, that's awesome. All right. Is that the end of his email?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, I wanted to know about Hellboy 2 and The Dark Knight.
Hell yes and hell yes.
Mm-hmm. Damn right.
On both.
Cool. So next week's question of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's... Fuck, what is next week's question of the week?
Well, next week is E3, right? So...
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
And
we're going to be there, guys, for, aren't we?
That's right.
Well, if that's I can right. get off from work, we'll see.
Yeah,
if
we got to try and...
Right. See what happens.
I might only go like a half day or something. We'll see.
Yeah, something like that.
All right.
So the question is, I just asked Jason and Jeff who they thought was going to have the best press conference.
I know.
So
I was
after
trying
you see
to
the press conferences, who had the best press conference?
That's right. So you can't answer right now, but you're not listening to us right now. And don't answer it on Monday because they won't be done until Tuesday.
So yeah, I think so.
Just letting you guys know. So, you know, if we get some emails on Monday being like, yeah, Nintendo, they haven't gone until Tuesday, we're on to you.
So, truth you know, be told, we're kind of doing just like an E3 recap, but, you know, we've got
to
ask.
We had to have a question of the week.
Instead of the E3 question mark.
Where, yeah, it's kind of our thing.
Yeah.
E3?
E3? Question mark?
Telling you it works.
It didn't work when we did Phantasy Star, that was for sure.
Fantasy Star?
Fantasy Star? I think I got the most hate mail that week. It's like, why the hell are you doing a feature on Fantasy Star?
Still
because
wasn't
we want to. It's
episodes.
Our damn show.
Every time you guys like fucking say that word or those words together, it's like one hate mail. Or at least one sarcastic comment in the shout box.
And then every minute thereafter, we get another like five hate mails.
Yeah,
everybody probably doesn't know this, but last episode we probably had like a 5 to 10 minute conversation about PSU that just got cut completely. Because it's like, okay, shit, we've talked about this many times before. It's the same thing. So
yes,
so yeah, it turned into me going into like an explanation about a question Jeff had. To all of a sudden,
fault.
Jason saying, long story short, and that was it. So it wasn't a conversation. It was me trying to explain something to Jeff, and it got cut.
I was trying to be nice, but yeah, it was all Chris. So.
Yeah, it was all me.
All right.
that's how much respect I get.
I didn't want to call you out. I didn't want to call you out. Okay. You did
I have
yourself,
no problem
so.
With that. I thought you understand. I can laugh at myself. It's cool.
With your teeth grinding against one another. Yeah.
What? Oh.
Like, that's really, really
funny,
guys.
I'm gonna kick your ass. Yeah. Okay.
Fuck you. Sorry, host.
You guys done?
Yeah, we're done. So, question of the week. Who had the best press conference? Next week, we're going to be talking about E3. And you know, what happened there, and what, you know, maybe we'll go over some of the stuff that people were looking forward to seeing and see if they actually covered that stuff. You can send in the answer to the question of the week to email at interactivedistractions.com. You can also send us a voicemail. We didn't get any voicemails this week.
Nope.
That's disappointing. So send voicemails. The number's 818-528-GAME. That's 818-528-4263. And you can also send us an MP3, and we'll play it on the show. You can get us on Skype, Interactive Distractions, all one word.
All lowercase.
Google Talk, interactivedistractions at gmail.com. Don't forget we're at Warhawk Wednesdays. Tell your friends, tell a couple of friends that are gamers about us, and tell them to listen. And if you're on iTunes and you have a couple seconds, leave us a review. Tell us.
Hey, we got a new review from someone. Decoy actually shot me a message on PSN, and he's like, "Hey guys, good job on the show. Oh, by the way, enjoy the iTunes review." And sure enough,
nice.
Fuck yeah!
Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks a lot. Yeah, we like that. That's good stuff, man.
We haven't read it yet. It could be a bad review.
What's that?
Have you guys read it yet? Have you guys read it yet? It could be bad.
I actually did check it before I replied back to him. So,
okay.
Did so you? I'm like, I wonder what he said.
You guys suck.
Shitty.
You
go, I wrote back, thanks, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, you're like, really, oh, you're awesome. Shit. You're the best, man. I totally, yeah.
What? You guys talk about Fantasy Star too much. 3 episodes on Metal Gear. What the fuck? Oh, man. Okay. Enough tangents. I think we're done.
All right.
What a fun episode.
That was fun.
It was fun and random. So just to recap, yes, Andrew was not on the show today because we had some things that we had to get taken care of first before that could happen. But it is going to happen. We do still have plans to do it. So those who sent in their questions, thank you very much. And we will do our best to get them answered by Andrew when he is on the show.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Cool, cool. Any last minute comments?
Well, no. Because Rudson had to poop out, he'd better include the glaive.
The glaive has to be Bioshock.
Yeah, now. I think so. Mm-hmm.
Wait, hopefully we'll get like a you heard it here first moment.
The glaive?
Cool. About the glaive.
We can
I don't
start
care about anything else, but if
Bioshock
it's
a glaive, with the glaive.
It's awesome. It's totally not Rudson's fault. Rudson, we love you.
Yes,
it's definitely. Fine. And everyone's going to be okay. Don't worry. He's actually kind of distraught over this. He's like, man, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, he was actually really looking forward to being on the show. So,
yes.
Yeah, you know it's going to happen again. It's going to happen. It'll happen. Don't worry about it.
Right.
Cool. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. And join us next week when we'll be talking about E3. But until then, I am Christopher Riccio. And for Jason.
That's me.
And Jeff.
Take it easy, guys.
See you later.
Bye.
Kind of how I feel when Chris takes everything out on us. It's what you guys don't see.
God damn it, Jeff. Do you have to fucking screw up the news every single week? You do it every week. You got to have at least one or two fuck-ups. I mean, what the fuck?
I'm sorry, but Jason's sitting,
right.
Jason's trying to talk to me. Like, yeah, I got him snickering.
Oh, don't blame this shit on Jason, Jeff. This is all you and you know it. You're such a panty waste. So get it right.
Yes, host.
He is.
Is that all, host?
Yes.
Okay. Can I go first?
That was really hard to keep a straight face.
Do you need your blood pressure pills?
Post? Yes, I do.
Okay. Let me get them for you.
That's probably a good idea.